Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and AB at 7:04 and 10 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Matt Casey, they on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666 for the marathon 40-45 minute schmooze right up until the hockey. Game two with the Blues and Bruins, 7:45 right here on your fan. New York City, James Paxton. He was so good today, he might replace Chad Green as an opener. Four innings is now the new quality start. Here's why you really want to consider Paxton to open your ALDS in serious October baseball at home. So far, in five starts in the Bronx, the ERA 0.34, and that's facing 99 batters in your 26 innings. A good at-bat for the Padres today was getting ahead in the count and fouling off pitches. The last time the Yankees went long distance with the first two hitters was a year ago with Gardner and Judge, and they went bye-bye baby off of J-Hap. Chris Paddock, welcome to the American League, giving up today six more hits and three more home runs than Paxton. Chris, right now, he would probably finish a distant second in National League Rookie of the Year voting to Pete Alonso, and would probably, we're guessing, get at least one first-place vote from a very certain writer at the San Diego Union-Tribune, if he still has voting rights after his Cy Young choice from a year ago. Paddock, he came into the game today having allowed only four homers to the first 195 batters he faced. But don't tell that to LeMahieu or Voit or Urshela. And Urshela with another Nettles-type play at third base this afternoon. They had to be booing Money Machado again today, but not in the Bronx, in San Diego. Bottom five, LeMahieu over there at first, Voit grounding what could have been a double play ball to Kinsler at second, and his throw to Machado at the bag had LeMahieu beaten. But Manny never touches second base, and as he's blowing your bubblegum bubble, has nothing on the throw to Hosmer, everybody safe. And it led to a run with the Gardner sacrifice fly. Overpaid and underwhelming is Money Machado. The Yankees, of course, with another run in the sixth inning on the Maybin hit, the two stolen bases, and the error. And in the seventh inning, Torres puts himself right behind Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio with his 38 home runs before the age of 23. So the Yankees now 17 over 500. And here comes the Red Sox 4-4 with Moreland and his 13 home runs on the IL. He will hardly be missed. The Mayo Clinic has been reporting that CC Sabathia, and you know this already, will be going for the Yankees in the Sunday of game against with the Boston. And right now, soon, we're hearing, we don't know how soon, it may be for Gregorius, but soon is the operative word. And as you have heard, Judge is hitting off a tee and taking dry swings, unlike his teammates taking wet ones swinging in the rain last night. Good news for the Yankees hearing Judge hitting off a tee. Sad to say, Cespedes might be doing the same thing, and doing it with a wood not known as a baseball bat. The Metropolitans don't have Cespedes, and they didn't have him and didn't need him last night in Hollywood with Steven Matz, take a bow, Todd Frazier, and Conforto with his grand slam and the five RBIs. The Viking God goes tonight, and he has been so awful, so bad. He's about to star in that new TV series, Game of Groans. Can he be any worse than his last outing on Friday against the Tigers? If you're a Metropolitan fan, you certainly hope not. 6 runs, 10 hits, and 5 1/3 against a team that hadn't scored 6 runs all year. And already he's given up 10 homers in how many innings? 69. When last year he gave up only 9 in 154 innings. Some of us think he is hurt. At least we can say this, he's hurting. The Metropolitans in that game last Friday night with the Viking God, they came back from 4-0, came back from 3 1-run deficits, hit 5 homers, 5, and still lost. Syndergaard tonight in Hollywood. St. Louis tonight in Boston. Game 2, and nothing but the Blues for St. Louis in Game 1. You know about that, 4-2 on the short end were the Blues in Game 1 the other night. The mouthpiece! The mouthpiece and the shimmies, they're in Toronto tomorrow night, aren't they? And that game, Game 1, begins at 9 after having a couple of months off. And oh, Canada, the Raptors home in their native land, and true Raptors love in all of us command. With glowing hearts, we see Leonard rise and hope he and his mates hit their stride. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee, hoping the Raptors make all their threes. The New York Knickerbockers have Spike Lee. The Raptors, they're going to shake and bake with Drake.
I can tell you it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy here tomorrow. It's going to be crazy here on Sunday. It's going to be crazy here for a few days because that's the mentality of our fan base.
You underestimated greatly. Most number ones ever. How long did it really take me? The part I love most, they need me more than they hate me. So they never take shots. I got everybody on safety.
We have the best player. We have the best fans in the whole NBA, in the whole world. Look around. Look around you. Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that.
Near center. Shot clock at 10. Works left. Kicks to Van Vliet, gets a screen from Siakam, comes right, finds Pascal, floater, good! Toronto with the lead, 80-78.
I'm not worried about Drake. I called him on his cell phone earlier, and my daughter's rolling her eyes right now. She's like, Dad, no more dad jokes, please. So, sorry.
Middleton drives, cut off, stolen by Lowry. On the run, Lowry to Leonard, down the bound! He threw it in the face of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Kawhi Leonard.
I got a gold trophy from the committee for validation. Bad press during the summer over allegations.
He's having fun. You can't hate on nobody having fun. I guess in this life, everybody hates when people having fun. So it's par for the course on that one.
0.6 seconds to go. Hill, no good. That's it. That is it. History has been made.
All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team, I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team.
Drake, for goodness sakes. And of course, let's face it, he's a big fan of Leonard. We're all a big fan of Leonard now, aren't we? And how about the 26-3 run that the Raptors went on to close out at the end of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter? A 26-3 run, Leonard, so far, and I think this is fair to say, accurate to say, too, Leonard, by far and away, has been the best player in the playoffs, carrying the Raptors into the finals. And, of course, let's face it, Toronto, we would love to see Toronto take care of the mouthpiece and the shimmy. Of course, no Durant, although Durant is going to be around. I guess he's going to be a cheerleader. He'll be around for game one and game two, but I don't think he's going to play at all. And, of course, if you're a Knickerbocker fan, you definitely want the Raptors to win because that may be the end of the dynasty. And then the Klay Thompsons and the Durants, to name two, will probably leave and go elsewhere. And where might elsewhere be for Kevin Durant? How about New York and the New York Knickerbockers, although the Clippers are also involved in the hunt? Here now, the Metropolitan lineup for tonight's game, which is about 3 hours away. And how about this already? And don't ask why, because we don't have an answer. Dominic Smith will be in left field tonight. Why not? Listen, leading off for the Metropolitans, Rosario. We saw an RBI triple from him last night, didn't we? Rosario at short. Dominic Smith, batting number two, in left field. Not Davis, not anyone else that you can think of. No, Dominic Smith in left. Alonso over there at first, batting number three. Mr. Grand Slam, batting number four. And that is Michael Conforto. He'll be in right field. Wilson Ramos behind the plate. And Todd Frazier, he was looking at his watch as he was rounding the base. Maybe you read this. He was looking at his watch as he was rounding the bases on home run number three last night. And what was that all about, you're wondering, if you saw it yourself? Well, he was basically letting the pitcher know that the pitch he threw wasn't the right time to throw it. Frazier at third base. Gomez, who knows from tagging up from second to third. How about knowing where the ball is? How about knowing what to do for tagging up from second to going to third and costing the Metropolitans a run? Echeverria will be at second base. And, of course, the Viking God, who's been very sacrilegious of late, he will be on the mound for the Metropolitans. The game, of course, a little bit after 10 tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.